Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. But this child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go, can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And all the bugs off my windshield, 'cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go, won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
begins with you radio broadcast. Welcome everyone. My name is Sister Shelley, and I'm so excited you tuned in and humbled to speak the word of God into your life. Our purpose here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministries. Let's pray. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. We welcome you into this 15-minute power message, acknowledging that we can't do it without you. May you receive all of the glory due your name. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. Glory to God. Well, when my children were young, I had a handwritten sign I taped on my mirror that read, God, Family, Education. It was important that my children knew that I had prioritized God and them before my desire to further my education. The title of today's message is, As for Me and My House. Now, the scripture reference is Joshua 24:15, that says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Now, if I were to come to your house, what three things would sum up your sign? Would it be cell phone, family, and TV? As for me and my house, we will serve the cell phone. As for me and my house, we'll serve the TV, etc. Is the Lord our God even a priority in your house or just on Sundays? Selah, pause and think on that. I have a friend, and if you come to her house, there's a scripture in every room, whether it's in a picture or a sign or a plaque. She wants everyone to know who visits her that God is a priority in her home. Now, I'd like to address the term serve, S-E-R-V-E. Serve is defined in the Noah-Webster 1828 dictionary as to wait on, to attend at command, to comply with, to submit to worship, to render homage. Now, let's restate that same scripture, Joshua 24 and 15, and add those definitions in it. As for me and my house, we will wait on, attend, submit to, worship, and render homage to the Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Street Love Biblical Story. I'm going to 2 Kings chapter 4. I'm going to be reading verses 8 through 17. Now, this story represents how serving God serves us. And she said unto her husband, I'm sorry, we're starting in verse 8. And it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where there was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that whenever he came to pass by, he would stop to eat bread with her. And she said unto her husband, behold, I perceive that this is a holy man of God, which passes by us continually. Let us make him a little chamber room, I pray thee, on the wall. And let us set him up a bed, a table, Wi-Fi, a personal hotspot, and some light, a candlestick. And it shall be when he cometh to us that he will turn in here to this chamber room. And it fell on the day that he came, and he turned in and stayed at her chamber room. And he said to his servant Gehazi, call on this Shunammite woman. And he said, what can I do for her? And Gehazi answered, verily, she hath no child, and her husband is old. And Elisha said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, Lord, don't lie to me. And the woman conceived and bare a son at that season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. Glory to God. So this couple got in agreement and chose, as for me and my house, to serve God by honoring the man of God. This act of attending to, submitting to, and rendering homage opened a door to serve the man of God, and it opened the door for them as a couple to receive a son despite the husband being old in age. Glory to God. Now, how can you serve and honor the man of God in your life? Selah, pause and think on that, because serving serves you. Sister Shelley's Street Love Testimony. Now I'm going to share with you how I brought Joshua 24 and 15 scripture to life for my family, and I'm just going to share three ways. The first one, we prayed our family's daily prayer together before we left the home. Now, if you'd like to see that prayer, it's on my website at www.freeluncheonprayer.org. It's just a template, but it'll help you begin to pray with your family daily. The second thing we did together, or that I did, is that I served at my church. I was a Sunday school teacher for years. The third thing we did is every month, my children and I would volunteer for Meals on Wheels or Focus Hope. In summary, I shared with my children how to serve God as a lifestyle in and out of the home. And that's how you make God a priority. Serving God serves us. Amen. In conclusion, when I go to bless a new home for families, I encourage singing the song. In my house, Lord, be glorified, be glorified. As this message comes to your home, let our good Lord be glorified in it and make him a priority Monday through Saturday and not just on Sundays. Find creative ways to wait on, attend to, submit, worship, and render homage to our Lord so that all will know, as for me and my house, God is a priority in and out of our home. Glory be to God. Now that's the street love way. Hallelujah. Now that ends this week's message. But we can't end our message without giving you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I have two invitations. The first one is for you to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Romans 10 and 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Are you ready to receive him? Repeat after me. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm sorry. I want to receive your son Jesus as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe he died for me, was buried for me, and rose again for me. And right now, I am saved. The second invitation is to rededicate your life to Christ. 1 John 1 and 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Now, if you receive Jesus at some point in your life and you'd like to come back and rededicate, maybe you walked away or you backslid, it's okay. You can come back to him right now. You confess underneath your breath anything you need to him, and I'll pray for you. Heavenly Father, I thank you for all those who are coming to you right now who want to rededicate their lives to you, Father God. Thank you for this opportunity. We plead the blood of Jesus over their lives and over their future, and that their lives will never be the same. Today is opening up a door of utterance for them and for their families for generations, and we thank you for it all. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That bell is for you, for those who received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and for those who rededicated their lives today. What a glorious day in the Lord. Now, for those who have received Jesus or have rededicated, I have a free gift for you. Please go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org. Click on the contact button. Let me know that you received Jesus or rededicated, and I'll send that free gift right out to you. Amen. Glory to God. Our announcements for this week. My ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the free lunch and prayer street outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9 and 3. Is there yet anyone left in the house of Texas, Michigan, Italy, Rome, Southfield that I may show the compassion of the Lord to? And guess what? I can bring the free lunch and prayer street outreach to your church. Just prayerfully consider and reach out to me and let me know that you'd like for the street ministry to come to your church. Secondly, I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to any of my messages at any time. And all I ask is if you could share it with your friends and loved ones, because guess what? It's just 15 minutes. Glory to God. If you'd like to contact me or donate, please go to my website at freeluncheonprayer.org. Glory to God. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you prepared for your beloved Street Love family listeners. I pray they not be hearers only, but doers. I pray the Lord bless you, that his face shine on you, and that he turns his face toward you and give you peace as only he can. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. Street family, I love you. I pray this will be the best week you've ever had, that you'll be blessed and prosperous in every area of your lives. And remember, street love begins with you. Hallelujah.
In my alabaster.